Patrick Salmon's an interesting guy. He describes himself as a digital creator who does cool shit that matters. That's not a bad description for the mahi that he's involved in. Indigenous innovation, one of his many kaupapa, though, is Hapu Mama. And Patrick's with us today. Patrick Dale here. Tēnā koe, brother. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Kia ora koutou katoa. Yeah, hey, it's great to be here this morning. How's everything going?
Yeah, pretty good up our end. And so you do cool shit on the net, ne?
Yep, sure thing. Yeah, it's been a quite a journey so far. But, you know, being able to connect in with people and do fulfilling mahi, that makes all involved feel really, really good. And contributing back to their communities or connecting with their whānau or seeing positive results come from, you know, working on some of the heavier concerns and issues that are happening in people's communities at the moment. It's quite cool.
Yeah, boy. Well, you've got a fair few followers. I see about 32,000 tune into your Facebook posts. Good on you, Patrick. Thank you. Now, one of the many kaupapa is Hapu Mama. What is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I created a program called Hira and Hapu Mama, which was actually developed during my studies in the master's degree of applied Indigenous knowledge, and I chose that specific challenge because at the time. My own wairangatira, my wife, she was hapu. She was also a past smoker. And we used hiru during our processes of, navigating the challenges and the journeys of addiction, but also not just around the smoking itself. So Hiru and Hapu Mama supports mama, pregnant mothers to stay smoke-free during their pregnancy. Just because there are, high SUDI rates, or for people who don't know what SUDI is, that's sudden unexpected death in infants. There was a rise in our current times as well in the last stats, but we wanted to do something that could help alleviate that and breathe, I suppose, a more healthier generation coming through into the world. So Hira and Hapu Mama uses a model that I created called Tekanga, which is a fusion of technology and tikanga. And we use taonga and technology to support them on their journey to become smoke-free.
Ka pai. We know that our wahine Māori have among the highest smoking rates. There's many reasons for that. What we don't want to do is put down our people because we've been caught up in this cycle of tobacco usage, and we're not alone there as First Nations peoples, Patrick? So this is encouraging our Hapu Mama to just check themselves if they're tempted to go and have a durry, I guess, by using different taonga. What's been the response to this kaupapa, Reho?
The response has been amazing so far. Not just from the participants or our Hapu Mama, but also their whānau and local community services. They've really come together just to come and, I suppose, have a look to see how it works, how the results have been. And for us, I suppose, one of our key highlights when working with whānau is that we don't need to explain that smoking is bad, and it's not about being in the negative. We really wanted to take a strength-based approach when creating this program. And instead of talking about how, the negative impacts of smoking, which everyone already knows, we know it's not good, there is something else in the mind that still warrants the behavior, that warrants a person to purposefully and consciously harm themselves. And we wanted to have a look at that and be honest with it. For some, it can be quite a hard pill to swallow when building this type of mahi, but the results are amazing and the journey is even better for these mama, and the results have just been great. They speak for themselves.
What are those results?
So we have had, in our last pilots, we had 92% quit rate. That's full quit smoking over the duration of the program, and a 96% retention rate, which means we had 96% 90% of these mama stay on board. We did 90 mama in the last 12 months, and those results are phenomenal in the cessation quit smoking arena. It's given a whole new vibe as well. What we've done is we've really reflected with our whānau and communities on what well-being looks like for us. Is it what we think it is, or what has been shown to us? Is it having the six-pack and the tan and the abs and, you know, the protein shaker cut, you know, walking around? Is that what well-being looks like for us, or is there something else? And through the study, we've been able to, it has determined that well-being for Māori can be found in our atua as guides, because there's something that we all relate to, and when we start talking about atua, they are pristine in their own respective fields, and they also give examples of what not to do, and the results that can happen with that. You know, our atua weren't perfect, just like us. It was never about perfection, but it was around well-being and helping each other collectively.
Good on you. This is a neat kaupapa. What else have you got in mind going forward, Patrick? What other sort of kaupapa Māori might we see you involved in the, almost at the end of 2021, but in the coming year, Iho?
We definitely want to have a national rollout of Hirun Hapu Māma, just to make it accessible to all Hapu Māma across Aotearoa, for them and their whānau. Currently, we have just been doing pilots here in the Waikato, and there are some planned for in the new year as well, which is really exciting. And but it's around making it accessible to people, so that they can kickstart their own journey to a healthier lifestyle. We have a whakatauki that we use, which is ka huri to whakaaro, ka huri te ao. If you can change your thinking, you can change your world.
All the best to you and your whānau. How many kids you got now, Patrick?
We have 5 tamariki, 4 girls and 1 boy.
Yeah.
And
it's
yeah,
a busy whare. No doubt it's a busy whare. How do you get time to work on your computer, mate?
Very, very busy whare, very busy household. It's always very much alive. But, you know, as we do, we learn how to make things work.
Good on you, Patrick. All the best to you and your whānau, man. It's been nice having a cordial with you. Yummy.
Kia ora.
Cheer. Thanks very much. That's Patrick Salmon. You'll find him on Facebook, and we're talking today predominantly about his Hapu Māma kaupapa, a digital creator. And obviously a strong commitment to Taha Māori as well.